pick the Nintendo Shack and pray. Frederick from Fire Emblem Awakening says, yo.
Greetings, Koopalings! Welcome to this week's episode of the Nintendo Shack Podcast, the one and only Nintendo Shack Podcast, where the two co-hosts are still trying to wake up every Sunday morning. How are you, Donnie?
I'm struggling today.
Me too.
Didn't sleep at all last
night. Not at all?
My wife was just like, you were just violently turning all night. And she's like, did you sleep well? I was like, absolutely not. Not even a little bit.
I hate nights like that. So you need to go back to sleep. You don't need to be podcasting right now.
Yeah, I'm like barely awake. Kind of here.
Well, I think this is going to be a tight show with some quick hitting news. Not a whole lot going on this week. We're coming off of the release of Pikmin 4. We're getting some more grub rumors. We love them. Quick headlines, questions from you. It'll be a pretty quick, good show, I think. Mm-hmm. How's your week been?
Also awful. Just been not great.
Oh, no.
All the way around. Yeah, this hasn't been a great week.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Excited to get it over with. It is what it is. I worked all day and night Thursday, all day and night Friday. Had to fix my pipe burst issue at the beginning of the week. It's just, yeah, not the best week. I did go to a car show yesterday, so I was going to stay inside and play fun. Pikmin instead, but I was like, it's been a rough week. You probably need sunshine. So we went
treat
outside.
Yourself. Did you get a chance to play any Pikmin yet?
Played a little bit. Yeah, maybe about an hour. Which probably still puts me somewhere like in the demo area.
probably.
I am in the first area. I've unlocked the second area, but I haven't gone to it yet. I'm still getting all the things in the first area, but enjoying it quite a bit. I played it for about an hour last night after the car show. It's exactly what, you know, it's exactly what I wanted it to be. It hasn't changed. My opinion hasn't changed since playing the demo. It's just a very relaxing, cool game, you know, just like to sit down and chill mm-hmm. and not have to worry about too much and not take it too seriously. If you
it
don't care about the pick.
Much more. It is much more relaxing than the third game. I felt like the third game was so anxiety inducing. I could not play it. I don't feel that way about this one. So I wrapped up the game on Tuesday. My review came out on Wednesday, and I'm still playing it because when you roll the credits, a whole lot more opens up to do. It nice. Is not the end. There is a substantial amount of post-game content. Mm-hmm. Like the credits roll, and then there's kind of like, I'm not going to spoil what it is, but there's like a little twist, and they're like, wait a second. And it reveals that there's a lot more to do. And there's, I believe, two more areas after the post game that you can explore, and, you know, a wealth of other missions that kind of open up. So I'm very excited. I'm still going to be playing it here and there when I need, like, you know, a cute little pick me up kind of game.
That's exactly. All that I've ever really wanted from Pikmin. Mm-hmm. And I feel mm-hmm. like this one's given it to me in droves. So I'm very happy. Mm-hmm. This is my second voucher game. And I don't feel like I missed on it. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's nice.
Good. I'm glad that you enjoyed this one.
Walk around and explore. I'm like OG mm-hmm. makes a world of difference. You know, like I
yes.
said, I think the enjoyment from the gameplay is enhanced because everything, to me at least, feels a little faster. Traversal's mm-hmm. faster. Pikmin are a little bit more responsive. My actions are faster. I love the shortcuts. I'm not sure if you used any of those or if you included any review.
Mm-hmm.
But like mm-hmm. the shortcuts are very nice and adding a lot of different commands, not having to dive through as many menus if you're not using them. So
I don't know if you got to this point yet, but the ability you can get like an item that I've assigned to a shortcut, the ability to call all of the Pikmin on the map.
Yeah.
To your spot. So if they've completed a task and they're waiting at the onion, if they're just lurking on the map somewhere and you don't know where they are, You can call them to you. You can get them to stop their task and come to you. It's so convenient. Yeah, I definitely assigned that one to a shortcut. I think I assigned the drone to a shortcut so that like I can just kind of survey the area anytime I need to. It kind of stops time and surveys the area. I can't remember what other shortcuts I made, but yeah, I did like that a lot too.
I've always liked RTS games. So I think it's cool that this one, I think that's why I've never felt like anxious or trepidatious about playing Pikmin. Like, I was just like, this is piece of cake. That's the thing is I've played so many RTS games where I just sent like waves of units or whatever into battle to die. Like, you know, it's never fazed me. I remember being a little taken aback when Pikmin 3 became a thing and there were so many podcasts and people were like, oh my God, I feel so bad when they die. We can't let anybody get the little sound. I'm like, really? Like
they make it so tragic.
Yeah, it never clicked with me.
No. I heard
I lost two of them last night and I was like, we salute you guys. Thanks for serving the cause.
It's not as scary when you have 200 of the same Pikmin type and you lose, you know, a handful of them.
I feel way more like that in like Fire Emblem, where I have a personal connection to the character. You know, like that's when I actually feel it. That's why I can't do Fire Emblem Permadeath on. I absolutely will not.
Yeah, that's fair.
I tried.
I was going to say there was a point near the beginning of the game where I only had like 6 blue Pikmin. I hadn't found the blue onion yet. And those blue Pikmin were like gold to me because they were the only ones that could traverse in water. Yeah. And a couple of them died. And I'm like, oh no, like, you can't die. I only have a few of you. So that was a little bit distressing. But I heard that Pikmin 4 is the most light compared to the old games, like Pikmin 2. And that makes me want to play Pikmin 2. I don't think I would go back to 3. I own it. I don't want to play it again. I will probably only play it again for Bingo Battle. I will say between the Dandori battles, I don't know if you've done any of those yet, and the Bingo battles, I definitely like the Bingo battles a lot more. The one thing that I really don't like about the Dandori battles is that even when you're playing against the computer player, like in the story, you're playing against the AI, it does a split screen. Like it splits the screen between you and the AI. So the right side of the screen is what the AI is doing and the left side of the screen is what you're doing. And it is really frustrating because the HUD, like the UI, like all the information on the screen is so overwhelming. There's so much information displayed on the screen and you only get to see the left side of the screen for your part. And there's like dialogue coming up and like, I can't see what I'm doing. That's like the only frustrating part for me. Like there's no reason why that needed to be split screen.
That's interesting. Yeah. I haven't messed with it.
I'm going to be curious about your thoughts.
Yeah. I probably won't. I never really did the Bingo Battle thing. I did a little bit.
No, it's part of the story. You need to do it in the story.
Oh, great. Okay. Well then, I'll let you know.
I like the concept. Like they're challenging, they're fun, but there's no reason why it needs to be split screen.
Interesting.
In my opinion, like I don't need to see what the enemy is doing that badly because I can see it on my own screen if I want to.
XPS says it's true that Pikmin never really die; they're just reborn on the onion. That is what Papa Nintendo tells you so you can sleep your pretty little head at night. They're dead. They're gone. They're lost. You've lost them in battle. It's all over. Dead.
If they didn't die, why would a little ghost float up?
Of course. Yeah, that's its soul transferring to a new realm.
Aww. R.I.P. Pikmin.
I love how kid gloves Nintendo can be with topics at times. Like, they never really die. They're just, like, get out of here with this nonsense.
Yeah. I've very much enjoyed my time with Pikmin 4. Definitely a highlight of this year. To think that I wasn't even going to review it. I was very resistant against reviewing this game, Donnie. I don't remember if I told you this.
Yeah, you did. You were like, please, yeah. Anybody else, anybody but me. But look
I
at
just
you.
Didn't feel like I was very qualified, and I thought I was going to be an anxious mess, but this was a
I think
much
that's
better game.
Very responsible of you. I often wonder how many review outlets, you know, give games to people that are probably not the best fits just because they have to cover everything. You know, it's a common thing that we see.
Well, maybe and some of them if we are good, didn't lay like, off half of our staff.
I think most, like, the bigger outlets, I also think it's, I used to always notice and find it funny that the bigger outlets, when they would get, like, a Madden or, you know, like, a, just like a standard game that typically, like, the games journals don't like, they always freelance it. You know, so like you'll have like a person come in and that you've never heard of before. They're like, here I am doing the review for such and such. It's like, who is this person? And you'll never hear from them again. Just get like a YouTuber, do a review, and then that's it. Go on forever.
To be fair, that's a good stepping stone.
Yeah, I mean, I'd rather that than somebody just, you know, have no idea what they're doing, review it. That's better.
Right. And that is a good stepping stone kind of review for somebody who might be starting out, you know, trying to get their foot in. I enjoyed my time with Pikmin 4. What the heck? I'm starting to see jokes online that's like Pikmin 5 is close to completion, guys. So that we can, you know, set our expectations for the next 7 years.
We've been working on it forever. I remember when they, I don't know if you remember this. I honestly don't even know how much different age we are. I feel like a big divide between us, but I don't think we're that far apart. But
I'm remember 29.
When Pikmin like started, like when they first introduced it, like on GameCube.
No, I don't think I remember. I think my first introduction to Pikmin existing was from Smash. Like I knew that there was Pikmin on the GameCube, but I didn't know anything about it. I didn't play it. I didn't really care to play it.
They pitched it as like their next Pokemon. That's like the thing that I always remember about it.
They pitched it
like they were like, this is going to be like our next Pokemon. This is going to be like our next thing. Like they actually, I may have this wrong, but I'm fairly certain I remember this right. They had it like when they introduced it, they had like the Pokemon logo next to it. They brought them side by side. It wasn't like a comment, like on stage. They were like, we have a new IP. It's Pikmin. And like, this is going to be like, you know how you think of Pokemon and how much you love Pokemon. Like this is going to be our next Pokemon. So it's just,
that's wild because I don't think they're even remotely similar. In fact, I think the name Pikmin to people who have no idea what Pikmin is confusing to people who only know what Pokemon is.
And when you see, and that's why I remember, because I remember the logos being next to each other and the fonts are almost like similar. And like the P's look similar. Like, what are they doing here? And I've just always remembered that about it. I would never call myself like into Pikmin. I got the first one. I remember getting the first one and kind of off that hype. And I remember just being like, oh, this isn't anything like that. But I always wondered if they were ever going to make like a Pokemon Pikmin game because, you know, just because of that. But I think it's one of those things where I don't think they were trying to pitch it like the same game, like design wise. I see the chat. I think they were just kind of pitching it like as a franchise, like Pikmin is going to be the next big thing like Pokemon. You know, they were like, this is like our next big brand. And it's just always, it's always stuck in the back of my mind when I think back on that. I'm like, man, that was swinging a miss.
Very off the mark. Yeah. Which I think it's very unfair because Pikmin is a great franchise, but you're right. I feel like Pikmin is very niche. I wish it wasn't, but I feel like the interest for it would be very niche. But I will say I love the concept of being so tiny in, you know, this big world. Mm-hmm. Ordinary objects are just towering, huge, like magical types of objects. The game's beautiful, Donnie. I don't know what you think about the game. It's one of the nicest looking games on the Switch. It's so beautiful. There's an area in the post game that has like bricks and like wooden steps and stuff, and like just the bricks look so good.
Nice. Good brick texture.
Yes. The textures. Like yes. The textures are so good.
Yeah. I'm playing it on the OLED. I posted a photo of the launch screen on our Twitter account yesterday when I was asking for questions. I mean, it's very, very pretty, which adds a lot of the enjoyment to me. You know, I sit down, it's a beautiful little world. I got a nice little sunshine and God rays, you know, just like, let's go take a walk. Let's walk around. Mm-hmm. Even the enemies, at least so far, I have not found to be like menacing in any way. Like, I'm not walking around like, oh, I shouldn't go over there. You know, like, I'm just like, this is fine. There's more of that to come.
Just wait. Did you play Pikmin 2?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
I've played them all.
Keep that in mind.
I played the first one, and then I didn't play the second one, I think, until Wii. And I didn't play a whole lot of it on Wii. And then I remember getting them both on Wii U. And then I played the most I've played of it was 3. And then now I'm here at 4. That's why I would never be like, I've played Pikmin since the beginning, but I'm never like a Pikmin person. Like when I first got Pikmin, I was just more like, this is cool, but like I could always just play Battalion Wars or Fire. And like it was, you know, it was one of those things like at the time I'd much rather play something else. Even like not quite an RTS, but I remember folks might remember like the old Dynasty Warriors on like PS2. You could like command units and control things while you like went around like wreaking havoc on stuff like that. You had like little battalions of units you could move. So I would rather do things like that. I was just way more into more action stuff. I was never really into what I would call, you know, like cutesy, like casual chill games until later, you know, like until I just got older and more stress happened in life. And I was like, this is good. Let's go find some batteries. There's a golf ball.
Yeah.
I'm good.
Yeah.
Court says, Donnie, did you shrink into your seat? I have two chairs at my gaming desk. I have one for pleasure when I'm playing games, and that is the chair that I'm in. So it sits lower. So I apologize to everybody. Like I said, I did not sleep well last night, so I'm rather tired. So I'm going to sit in my nice, big, comfy recliner and podcast.
It's one of those mornings. I get it.
It is.
I get it. Besides Pikmin, all I've really been playing this week, I've been getting back into Splatoon 3 because I want to get to a certain point in the catalog, the seasonal catalog, to get, they have really cool items this season that are retro consoles that you can unlock to like have as locker decorations. And they're called really cute things. Like, it's not called like the Game Boy. It's called like the see-through Game Youth. It's like the atomic purple Game Boy. Instead of the GameCube, it's like the cubic gaming system, but it looks like a GameCube. It looks like a Game Boy. I really need to get the Supreme NES, the Super Nintendo. So I need to reach a certain catalog level to get that. So I've been trying to grind some catalog levels with friends this week. I have until I think the end of August, but like it takes a while, so I don't want to leave it all to the last minute.
I'm glad you're still playing it.
Yeah. It's fun to hop into with friends every once in a while. Vanilla won the Splatfest last week. I don't really like doing turf wars except for during the Splatfest. I like doing ranked and salmon run. Yeah, it's a fun game. I think I like Splatoon 2 better, but I like Splatoon 3 a lot.
Thanks. Yeah, I don't know. I just
anything else going on with you?
Yeah, I've just been like when I have had some free time this week, I've been like just modding stuff.
Nice.
I have met a new friend who's helping me out a great deal, and he's helping me. He's going to help me mod my Wii, which I'm excited about. Like next, that's my next thing. But like, he helped me set up my Ally. Huge hookup with my Ally, basically like plug and play. I would have never been able to do this on my own. Not sure if you saw any of my pictures in the Discord, but I have like a full on, he gave me his entire game drive. Because here I'll give you like kind of the backstory. Here's what happened. So if I can make this thing stop playing. So
how did you meet this person? Who is this?
Discord. I was looking for help with my little Game Boy thing I was telling you about. Right.
Oh, yeah.
So I got this little Game Boy and it's pretty awesome. Like you can get these things on Amazon for like $50 or $60. I think maybe 80 tops. It's called the Ambernic RG35XX, and it's a little Game Boy, and it can play, like, it plays up to PlayStation 1 games, like, very well. And it comes nice. With ROMs installed on it, but some of my ROMs weren't working, or some of them weren't, like, the one that I really wanted to play was, like, the Legacy of Goku, which apparently had, like, built-in DRM to where I would play through the tutorial, and then it would be like, your cartridge isn't, like, doesn't match or whatever, and it would boot you out of the game. Ooh. So there were, like, settings that you had to change in the emulator to bypass that, and I was looking for help trying to figure it out.
Probably anti-piracy measures.
Yeah, exactly. And I came across, in just looking on Reddit and stuff, I came across a Discord of, like, a whole bunch of people that do this. And I met a guy, and he was like, yeah, he's like, here's how you do that. And he goes, but you know, you should just, like, put this Garlic OS on it. And I was like, yeah, I was like, I've never been, like, good at this. I don't know about you. I don't like trying to figure out emulators. It's always so foreign. I don't understand, like, half, like, it's not, like, one-to-one and kind of straightforward. You know, you're always running, like, these things I never quite understand, like Vulkan and API. And I'm like, who has time to learn all that? Like, what are we doing here? And he goes, I could just make you a card. He's like, you can just buy the card. And I was like, yeah. I was like, that'd be great. I was like, how much? I was like, he was like, $35. So I sent him $35, and he sent me a card that I just popped into this damn thing. And wow. I've got, like, 5,000 games on it, and I've got, and they all work and play great. I've been playing, like, Mario All-Stars. I've been playing NCAA. I've been playing Super Bust a Move. I've been playing Hot Shots Golf. I've been playing Driver. So I've been working a lot this week and stuff, so I haven't had a lot of time. So having the little portability where I can just, like, pick up and play at times has been helpful. Mm-hmm. But in talking to him, I mentioned to him that I was working on my Ally, and I had already done some emulation on my own. And he goes, oh, I have one of those as well. He's like, do you also just want the game drive for it? And I was like, yeah. He was like, it's really big. He's like, but I'll send
give
it
me
to
another
you.
$35.
No. He's like, I'll send it to you with this one. He's like, it's nice. Really big though. He's like, you just have to copy it. He's like, just copy it to your thing and send it back. So he sent me his little SD card with it. I copied it. Took like 7 hours to copy. It took so long. It's a terabyte. It is a terabyte of games. It is 946 gigs on a one Holy SD shit. Card, a 1 terabyte card. And I popped it into my Ally, and it is like a full blown emulation station set up. The front end is set up. Like, it all looks pretty. All the game art is there. It's got little preview videos when you pick on it. Like, it's a whole console. It's a whole damn thing, Rebecca. I would have paid it. I should have. Like, I was like, dude, this is amazing.
Yeah, right?
Thank you so much. So I've been messing around with the Ally with it, just taking screenshots, sending people, you know, all these different games. Like, I've got PS3 games running. I've got Red Dead Redemption running, and that's NCAA great. 14. Yeah, it's crazy.
On handheld.
Yeah, like, it's insane.
Maybe that's what I should do.
It's so good. Well, if you want it, I have the SD card. So if you get one, I will copy it and send it to you. But yeah, I just plug it in, and I'm not sure the Ally is, like, it has an issue where it burns through SD cards. They're fixing it, but just to be safe, instead of putting the SD card in the Ally, what I did is I got one of those little adapters. They make the little mm-hmm. USB-C SD card adapters, and I just plug it into the USB-C port on top, so it's not mm-hmm. like rooted in, and no problems at all.
Sorry,
I've been messing around with a lot of that, but he's going to help me set up my Wii. The thing that I got had a lot of Wii ROMs on it, and he sent me a couple of videos for me to go through, and he was telling me how easy it was. So I have a Wii U that I paid to have hacked, you know, years ago. But
I remember you have that. Why do you need your Wii hacked? What are you going to do with that?
I just want it. I just think it'd be cool. I've always liked the Wii a lot, like way more than most people, I think.
Yeah,
I'm very nostalgic over the Wii. And there's even, like, I have a modded Wii U, but I don't have every Wii game on it. You know, I only have a few Wii games on it. I have a lot of Wii U games on it.
Why don't you just put games on that then?
GameCube games on it. I don't know.
Why do you want an extra console to plug in?
Well, I do think a part of it is I want to put it upstairs. We have a lot more room in the living room to like wave things around and be doing a lot of more motion stuff, like Wii stuff.
Yeah. Okay.
Here in the basement, like if I want to play like Wii Sports Resort here in the basement, I got to like move chairs and stuff out of the way, you know?
Yeah.
So I also just think it like the video he showed me has like this library that you can scroll through with the Wii remote that just has like 10,000 like box arts, you know, that go back and I just think it'd be a cool way to like, you just like the 3DS, right? Like you mod it, you put all your stuff on it, and then there you go. You've got your little collection. You never have to worry about not having it, and you can just kind of like archive it. So I did pull the Wii out of storage yesterday, but we haven't hooked it quite up yet. I just got like the box down because it's been gone for a minute. But outside of that, not a whole lot. I've just been kind of messing around with stuff like that, but I'm excited. I'm excited to get into the Wii stuff. Hopefully if the work isn't as bad this week, maybe I can get into it, sometime this week or maybe next weekend. But definitely looking forward to it. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. There's some old stuff that I haven't played in a long time that I want to play with Jack to see if he'll like it. Like Tom Clancy's Ghost Recon on Wii. It's like a light gun game that you could play co-op, like at the arcade, like the bowling alley arcade and stuff like that.
You'll have childhood nostalgia for it.
Yeah. Yeah. So I want to do some of that and, and maybe like some Guitar Hero and some Rock Band and things like that.
I love Guitar Hero. Mm-hmm. Oh man. I want to play that again.
I still have my Wii guitars. I got rid of my Xbox One because I just wasn't playing Rock Band. That like my daughter doesn't play Rock Band anymore, but I still have my Wii guitars, and I have 4 or 5 Guitar Hero games on disc that I've never gotten rid of. When I mod it, I'll just put every game on there.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just get all of them, you know, because the Wii didn't have like, the download
Guitar
stores.
Hero Legends of Rock is the best one.
Yeah, I've got that one.
It's the best one.
And then, yeah, there's like things that I want to get into, things that I'm feeling a bit nostalgic for, and I just want to jump in and play some old stuff. Not like Zeldas and stuff, like some weird stuff.
Good. I fully support you in doing crimes.
Awesome. Thank you. If we don't, nobody else, like we'll lose them forever. Do crimes.
Right.
Emulation is the answer.
It seems so. Speaking of Pikmin 4, it's sitting at a nice 88 on Metacritic. I think that is comparatively high to other Pikmin games.
Higher than I would have guessed.
Correctly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I give it a 4.5 out of 5. Mm-hmm.
It's a very good game.
Nintendo,
people don't sleep on it.
Mm-hmm. Nintendo really revealed a batch of Pikmin 4 themed user icons for NSO subscribers. They're rolling those out pretty quickly now.
Yeah, they seem to have a batch set. So. You know, it's a couple JPEGs. They get the JPEGs loaded up, get everything ready to go.
I remember a couple years ago, we were like, can they just add anything new to those icons? You know?
Yeah, we did. We went, what, like 2 or 3 years with just like that original base set. And now there's just like, I feel like there's hundreds of them.
Mm-hmm. And you can kind of custom, if you have NSO, you can customize them to like have different background, different frame. It's pretty cool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Rumor mill, because we don't have enough of that on the Nintendo Shack podcast. A lot of chatter going around lately from our good friend, Mr. Jeff Grubb.
Mm-hmm.
He said on his podcast that Metroid Prime 2 Remastered is due relatively soonish. He said it's going to be mostly what people want. It's going to have the modern controls. It's going to be HD and things like that. But no, it's not going to get the love and care that Metroid Prime got. I think that makes sense. I took that in my Fantasy Critic League, Prime 2 unannounced, because I had a feeling that it would be coming at a later point. I think he's been saying that. This isn't the first time.
Will it be the same price?
I don't think so.
You think it would be cheaper? I think that'd be fair.
Yeah.
If it's the same price, I wonder how people would take it. I to be honest, I wouldn't really care. I think $40 is a budget game either way. I think the Metroid
is that
Prime
how much
is good.
Prime Remastered is?
I think so. Yeah. I think it was $39.99.
Yep.
And I realize that it may not have as much, you know, polish, but like if they're still going to fix the HUD and the controls and like give it just, you know, a general up-res like they did Pikmin and, you know, Mario 64 and stuff like that, if that's what we're looking at, I think that's fine. I don't think I'm going to buy it though.
30. No,
that's not at least not at launch. If they launch it physically, which I don't know if they will, but if they do, I'll maybe try to pick up a cheaper copy at some point, like a used copy or something. I was super into Metroid Prime. I was so excited to be back, played it for 10 hours and then I fell off and I haven't gone back and I'm just like, okay, I'm not going to buy these just to buy them. So like if I'm in the mood, maybe I will. But I'm not going to just rush out to get it.
Yeah, that's fair. I won't get it digitally. I got the physical of Metroid Prime. I'm not even sure if I ever booted it up. Maybe I did just to look at the title screen. I will get a physical copy of Prime 2 and 3 to have for the physical collection.
Yeah, I think that's it. Like, I would probably just want it for the shelf more than anything else.
Yep. And that's not the only rumor that Jeff Grubb has shared with us. He also shared that something Zelda related that is not related to Tears of the Kingdom is happening later this year. And that is what perks up my ears. That is the news that gets me excited.
Because I've been wanting to hear what you think he's talking about.
We speculated that there would be Tears of the Kingdom DLC coming later this year, but when the direct came and went and didn't talk about it, I was a little curious. Because I feel like, you know, they've had the year that they've been tweaking Tears of the Kingdom during, you know, the final year of its development. I would imagine they've also been working on DLC this whole while. I'm sure it's coming. I'm sure that it exists. Sorry, I'm like have my eye on my cat here because he's being bad. man, I think you could get your Wind Waker remake with this.
You think so?
I do.
I'm wondering if he did you see my if you didn't see my picture, I have Wind Waker on the LA. It's beautiful.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, that's very great. Good.
I also was wondering I was wondering when he first said this if there was something like that we can't foresee. Is it like a major virtual console thing? Is it like one of those Cadence of Hyrule type things? Like, is there something out there that we're not expecting that this could be?
That's true, because he has been saying Wind Waker has been done, but he even said that he doesn't know what this is.
Yeah.
Like he said he does not know what the thing is. He just knows that there is a thing.
Yeah, a thing. And that's the thing that I was like, what could that be?
Yeah. My hope is that Grezzo has been working on something. I know that they're kind of in deep with this Dragon mobile game right now. So I don't know if they've been having the resources to work on a new Switch game. I hope so. I would enjoy a remake of like the Oracles or the Minish Cap or whatever, but I want a new 2D Zelda. I want a Zelda Dungeon Maker. I want something new.
A brand new 2D Zelda game from Grezzo would be awesome.
That's my dream.
I can't imagine them doing them in the same year as Tears of the Kingdom, though.
I know.
It seems like a lot. Even the Wind Waker port, which seems easy. Like, this could just so easily could just be that. We know it exists. Like, there's way too much smoke for that to not exist. We know it's there. It just seems like a lot for them to, like, what are they going to release? 2 mainline Zelda games in a year? 3? You know, if they do, like, a double pack or they release both? Like, just, I don't know. It just, I want to believe it. I don't know. It feels like it feels greedy to me almost. I'm like, yeah, I'm asking for too much.
I almost like feel like, I know I just said this could be your Wind Waker, but I almost feel like they are holding on to Wind Waker and Twilight Princess for the next console, because it would be kind of silly for them to release it on Switch and then, like, all of a sudden there's a new console and now we want it again.
I kind of agree. Unless it's backwards compatible, right? Like, if it's fully backwards compatible, then maybe, you know, like, then maybe it's not as big of an issue. But even, okay, let's start at the foundation. Even if it's Wind Waker this year, why not like January or February or like March? It would make more sense to me to just hold it for a few months and release it like right after, you know, like November, right after Wonder comes out and all that. Like, I can't imagine that they're
winning. It also doesn't feel like a winter game.
September or whatever. Yeah, no, it doesn't.
Could you imagine playing Wind Waker with snow on the ground? Not me.
Or if they're going to release them separately, maybe they would do them at like, they're not going to do them at $40 or $50. They're Zelda games. They're going to sell them at full price. So yeah, I don't know. That's why I'm wondering if it's like something smaller, something indie or something more of a surprise, something different. I'm wondering if maybe like he's trying to get at something like that. But to your point of maybe holding it for the console, let's say they did this. Let's say they do release another Zelda game. Do we then begin to start thinking about maybe Tears of the Kingdom DLC going to the next console?
That'd be weird.
I mean, I'm sure they'll still release it for the Switch, but do you think maybe they would like market it with the new console and be like, here's new console and we're going to have Zelda Tears of the Kingdom and it's enhanced and it includes the DLC, and like maybe that's how they can like try to resell it?
You're onto something.
I don't think that's a terrible idea. And I think that would cause a lot of people to double dip, you know, especially if you're like, I'm going to buy the DLC anyway.
If it's packaged with it, it would be more than $70.
Yeah.
For Tears of the Kingdom.
I could see them like, here's Switch 2, and we're going to either pack in Tears of the Kingdom or you can get Tears of the Kingdom, but the Tears of the Kingdom for Switch 2 includes the DLC. It releases the same
game. No. I don't think that makes sense, because I feel like who would enough people double dip and rebuy Tears of the Kingdom and the DLC for that upgrade when they already own it on Switch and can just buy the DLC for $30?
Yeah, I don't know.
Instead of $100. And I feel like I don't know. That's a hard sell for new people who have not bought it already.
So I was thinking that they would just sell it for the same $70. Like Tears of the Kingdom for Switch 2 is $70, but includes the DLC. Or if you already have Tears of the Kingdom on your Switch, you could just buy the DLC for $30 or whatever.
You know, that's probably smart, because then you'd get a bunch of people paying $70 instead of $30.
Exactly. And it helps you market the console, helps you push consoles. Honestly, it seems too like advanced for like what Nintendo has typically done. I'm not going to lie to you. This seems like way more like of a PlayStation thing. But I was thinking about that. Like I was just thinking like something like that could happen. I don't think it's going to happen. I don't think that, to be clear, I don't think this is
the way. An interesting thought for sure.
Yeah.
I'd be upset if this rumor is just the Oracle games coming to Nintendo Switch Online, because we already know that that's going to happen.
Yeah, I was thinking something more like that. Wind Waker would be cool. I mean, Wind Waker, I love Wind Waker. It's my favorite game. And I have no doubt that on the OLED, it's going to be absolutely gorgeous. And even though I have it on my Ally, I'm going to buy it and play it again for sure. Because it's my favorite game. But if anybody out there that hasn't, on the OLED, Wind Waker, I think, is going to, it's going to explode. I mean, I feel like Wind Waker has really like come back around for whatever reason during the Switch era. I've seen so much love for Wind Waker that I never saw in my entire life before.
I think the HD remaster did wonders for that game.
But a lot of people didn't buy it or had access to it. Like, it didn't sell very well.
They didn't have a Wii U.
Right. They didn't have a Wii U. And
people
I feel like
people who had a Wii U had that game.
It's like that thirst has been growing. Like, people want it, I think. And I feel like people have come back around to like that comic art style is like way more popular now than it was then, you know, and I guess maybe a little bit more appreciated. And I just got this feeling that if they actually do it, if they actually do release it, I think it's going to sell very well. And I think people are going to be very excited. I think we're going to start seeing all kinds of, you know, like, everybody hated Wind Waker, but I got it and it's awesome, you know, like type of like videos and stuff. Like, I feel like it could have like a little resurgence. And that makes me happy.
Man, that game just controls so well. It feels so, so good to play. Like, the controls are the best of any Zelda game.
Yeah. 100%. That's, I've always said, it's best combat. It's so much fun to just play. Let alone, I do feel that game has several moments that feel like I just get very nostalgia, like Zelda magic, whimsical feelings, you know, just kind of like the awe moments of the Deku Tree and the castle. And like, it's just, it's so, so damn good.
I just love running around Windfall.
The music. Yeah. I mean, we could just do it like Wind Waker is, and for all the people that play Tears of the Kingdom and like, maybe like, man, it'd be nice to have a traditional Zelda. Like, Wind Waker would be like the perfect one to jump right into. Just get that itch. Yeah. Do your hook shot and all that jazz.
Well, you can play it on your Ally.
I have. While the rest of us I completely forgot to mention it. I played it for about an hour and a half. It was the first thing I booted up when I got the drive copied over. I was like, let's see if this actually works. I booted up. I was like, holy shit, it works. I did have to make some, I had to make some minor adjustments in Emulation Station to play the game, to make it recognize the Ally as the gamepad. I mean, as the Pro Controller and not the gamepad. Because when I first booted it up, it thought I was using gamepad and it kept trying to make me like pause the screen to change my inventory and stuff. And I couldn't, I'm going to miss the dual screen gaming. I really am. It was the 3DS Wii U time for Zelda, anyways, is a really cool era. I got so used to that convenience of just being able to swap things and move things. And maybe one day they'll go back to that somehow.
One last little rumor before we get into some quick headlines. Dusk Golem. Capcom will be announcing a major title at the end of this year, which will be releasing in the fall of 2024. Is that the name of the game of this franchise, Dusk Golem?
No, that's a leaker. It's just a Twitter leaker. He's gotten I think somewhat mixed results, but specifically on the Switch side, I think he's been pretty good.
So he's saying that Capcom, that there's some major title that Capcom will announce.
Probably Monster Hunter, if I had to guess, which is why I put the rumor here in Shack, because I think it's probably Switch specific. Like, I want to believe that they'll go back to Revelations or something, but I wouldn't call Revelations a major title. So I think it's probably Monster Hunter, and Monster Hunter feels right. Like, it's been like, what, a year since they did like the last Monster Hunter DLC. I feel like maybe it hasn't been that long. Sunbreak, right? Is that real?
It's too soon for another Resident Evil game. Too soon for another Street Fighter game. They just did a Street Fighter game. What's Mega Man up to lately?
Could be Mega Man. I don't know if we call him Mega title Man anymore. Yeah.
What do you mean? That's a major title. That's like Capcom's biggest franchise.
No, not even.
What? Really?
Not even. Yeah, Mega Man is not. I mean, it definitely noticeable, known IP and franchise for sure. Does it sell as well as Monster Hunter? Not even a little bit. Not even close.
Monster Hunter is really huge. Big in Japan.
Yeah, Monster Hunter is massive. I think Monster Hunter actually might be their best franchise, even outside of Resident Evil.
Okay.
I think Monster Hunter probably does better than that. Well, G-Man, though, he says, give us Mega Man 12.
Yeah.
I like Mega Man 11.
Yeah, he's right. Mega Man 11 has been some time since they've released a new game, so it could be time.
I remember following that back on like Wii U days when they first started talking about the new Mega Man game.
Let's hit some quick headlines before we jump into questions. Pokemon Sleep has finally been released in the U.S. and many parts of the world. Have you tried it, Donnie?
Absolutely not.
I got suckered into downloading it, trying it for one night, hated it, deleted it.
What does it do? It just listens to you while you sleep?
Well, first of all, you have to leave your phone screen on face down on your bed while you sleep. So number one, that's a fire hazard. And probably not good for your phone's battery.
Yeah, definitely not good for your phone.
Number two, when I woke up, first thing it said is, we recorded these little clips of you making noise in your sleep. And I played the first one and it was me snoring. So thanks a lot for that, phone. And then third of all, it like, as I'm like blinking awake, trying to like read the stats and stuff, it's like teaching me more things about the game. It's very complex, feeding the Pokemon, getting sleep data from the Pokemon. It was just way too much for somebody who just blinked their eyes open awake. I was so overwhelmed. It was too much. I didn't like it. It was scary. So I stopped and I'm never doing it again.
I know the sleep analysis thing is popular with fitness folks. I just don't quite understand what the hell that has anything to do with Pokemon.
Yeah. Pick a different app. Don't do that one.
Yeah. I wasn't ever going to give it a try.
Unsurprisingly, the team behind the GameCube and Wii emulator Dolphin is officially abandoning its efforts to release the product on Steam. Remember, we said they tried and then Valve took it down. They said Valve's requirement is for the Dolphin team to get approval from Nintendo for a Steam release, and this is believed to be impossible.
Yeah.
No shit.
I would love to see Nintendo like, yeah, absolutely not.
I am like impressed that they tried. Like, good for you. You had a dream and it was held on by a tiny little thread. Good for you. It didn't work out.
Apparently somebody, I was listening to a YouTube video talk about this, so I haven't read all the details, but the YouTube video said that they put it up on Steam and that Valve like reached out to Nintendo, like some lawyer of Valve, and was like, hey, are you guys cool with this? And they were like, no, we are not cool with this at all. And they like immediately,
well, I feel like it's Valve's responsibility, because if there's something on the store page that shouldn't be, they're the ones that are going to get in trouble.
Yeah, no, you're right there. But I don't think like Dolphin itself, I don't think was doing a whole lot like that could be taken down. I think it was more of like a professional courtesy. It was like, hey, we have this up here, but if you don't like it, we'll take it down. Not like a, you know, like we were talking before, wasn't there, they had like some privacy key or something they direct lifted from Nintendo, and we were speculating that that could be like a reason that Nintendo's lawyers or something found out. And I guess just more surprised that, like, yeah, that might be true, but that really didn't have anything to do with it. It was literally just Valve asking Nintendo, like, do you want this to happen? Because if not, we'll take it down. Which
I don't think it was more of a courtesy thing. I think it was more of a, are you going to get our asses if it's not allowed?
That's fair.
Good effort though. Dolphin is extremely easy to download. It is the easiest emulator to use that I've ever used. There's no reason that it needs to be on Steam. It is not going to make your experience any harder that it's not on Steam. So if you are interested in emulating GameCube and Wii games, go download it.
Yeah, you can do Dolphin on Steam Deck without it being on Steam. And I would argue the emulation station or EmuDeck is easier to get Dolphin going than if you were to just download it and do it yourself. Like EmuDeck just does it for you out of the box. You just install EmuDeck and it sets up all of your stuff. There's even a Steam Deck option. You just click Steam Deck and it installs it and does all the things for you. All you have to do is put the appropriate files in the appropriate folders. So, piece of cake.
I'm very excited about this next headline, Donnie. Are you familiar with the children's animated show Bluey?
Not even a little bit.
Yeah, because your kids are too old for it now. Bluey is an Australian kids show. It is so good. I wish I had this show when I was growing up. This is like one of the best shows possibly for kids. So Bluey, the video game, has been rated by the Australian Classification Board. The game will supposedly take place across 5 iconic locations from the show and will tell a family-friendly story about creating cherished memories with your family. It will launch on the Nintendo Switch and other major platforms. Donnie, do you have Disney Plus?
Yes, begrudgingly. I don't have it. Go, I don't use it, but I have it for my kids.
Go watch a 10-minute episode of Bluey. I'm dead serious.
Not even a little bit.
It Why? Is the cutest freaking show in the world. It is so wholesome. It is so cute.
I believe you. I'll take your word for it. Like, I don't, is this like the new hotness, like the new SpongeBob? Is the thing?
It's for, it's younger kids than SpongeBob.
I was like the it's new like Blue's preschool. Clues. Like
yeah. Okay. But it's better than Blue's Clues. It is like,
I know it's the thing. Such I keep a wholesome hearing show. About it. I've seen TikToks about it, but no, I don't care to keep
I love that kids are into Bluey because it is so cute.
Nice.
Very good. So it'll be a good video game. Hit us with some questions, Donnie.
Will it be a good video game?
Sure. Yeah, why not? Of course it will be.
I mean, why not? We have a lot of bad licensed video games.
No. This will be good.
This will be good. First question comes from Nick. He says, Switch has had a lot of remasters over the years. Skyward, Metroid Prime, Xenoblade, etc. What are some first party games you want to see Nintendo remaster next?
Oh, I misread this question. Just any kind of first party game? Because I read it accidentally as which party games do you want to see Nintendo remaster?
Oh, yeah,
next?
No, he's and the was first
gonna,
party. Yeah, any Nintendo.
I was going to say Nintendo Land.
That'd be good. Yeah, that works.
Give me Nintendo Land.
That'd be awesome. I don't know how they do it without the gamepad, though. There's some games I think work, but probably not others. But Nintendo Land is way better than
Nintendo
it
Land
deserves.
Too. Yeah. Nintendo Land 2. No, I want Eternal Darkness to be remastered.
That would be the hype. I would be excited. Mm-hmm. There was a Kickstarter to remaster Eternal Darkness years ago that never reached its goal. I threw them $20, but they never got close.
Yeah, I think
I was playing Kirby
giving
Air Ride
that modern
week.
Controls would be good.
That's hilarious to somebody, but I was playing Kirby Air Ride this week, G-Man.
Ah. Thousand Year Door could really use a remaster.
I want Wario Land Shake It.
Mm-hmm.
Or Excitebike. In 64, any of them.
Nah.
What? Nah.
Stick with Wario Land.
Wave Race.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Punch Ooh, out. 1080 snowboarding.
Punch out. Super punch out. The Wii Punch Out was amazing. And it deserves to be like kind of up-resed and brought forward.
Snowboarding.
Oh yeah. That's a good one. Sorry. I was literally looking at the chat and then I was like, oh yeah, I'm supposed to read the questions. Jules, would you sacrifice yourself for Ochi?
Absolutely.
Yeah, probably.
Protect Ochi at all costs.
I had Ochi die or got defeated and had to go back to base and had to wait. And I was like, this game is significantly worse without Ochi. I wonder if they've done themselves like a disservice here where Ochi just now has to be a part of Pikmin forever. He's like the next Pikmin game because there's no Ochi. I think people are going to be mad. People are going to be pissed off.
There might be another dog, maybe another type of dog.
I do dig like this game's set up like the base and the people and the crew and all that from the previous ones. I think that's a cool setup. I would like them to keep that going forward.
Yeah.
Joseph, how's the fun factor compared to Pikmin 3? Someone who was late to the game and started with 3 on Wii U. Does it feel like that or the OGs more?
I like it more than 3. I think from what I've heard, I really can't weigh in on this because I haven't played the 1 through 3, but I have heard it is most like 2. So Joseph, I don't really know. I think you should try it. I think this is one of the best games on Switch.
I agree with that. No, I agree with you there. I think anybody with a Switch wanting something to play, and they dropped it at a good time. It's been a while since Zelda came out. There's not a whole lot out in front of this. This is a good time for everybody to try to give Pikmin a go. I played 3 the most. So all I can say is that playing 4, I didn't feel like I don't feel like a noticeable difference, like a whole lot, except for everything just feels a little quicker. Like I said, everything feels a little streamlined and you have a little bit more control and everything's just a little quicker. So in that regard, like if you played mostly three, I think you'll be fine. You'll step right into this. Whereas on one and two, and this might just be because of where I played them, like the control schemes are very different. So like this, it feels different to play than those to me, because I played those with like a Wii pointer and a gamepad with like touch controls and stuff like, you know, like with this one, this feels more like I'm playing like how I played three. So yeah, take it however you want from there. Yeah. Yarden says, what did you both think about the ending to Oxenfree 2? Rebecca, did you finish it?
Listen,
uh-oh,
I've been a little busy this week. I haven't had a whole lot of gaming time. Had some company over. I will go back and finish Oxenfree 2 this week.
I deleted it off the console.
Oh, no, not me. I'm gonna finish it.
I went
this
to
week
play
has just
Pikmin.
Been a bad week, but
I went to play Pikmin and I opened up my Switch and it was open to Oxenfree. Like the game popped up because I just left it in hibernation mode there, and I closed it and just immediately uninstalled it. I was like, I'm never playing this like, ever again.
I'm gonna finish it this week. I just haven't had the chance.
We'll see if Delvin finished it. I'm sure he did. Josh says, real talk, what the heck was Hey Pikmin and why? I feel like it was their attempt to hold people over until Pikmin 4. I heard nothing but negative things about it though. Do you have any thoughts about this strange departure from your average Pikmin game?
So I own this game.
I do too. I like this game.
Kevin sold it to me, actually.
Oh, wow.
I have not played it yet. I wanted it, though. I wanted to try it. I just never have. I haven't heard I've heard it's not like other Pikmin games.
Definitely not.
But I haven't heard negative things about it. I don't necessarily think it might have been an attempt to hold people over until 4, but I don't
think so.
I don't think that was the main reason for it. I think they wanted to try something on the 3DS with the Pikmin franchise, and exactly. They knew like a full-fledged Pikmin game was not going to work on the 3DS. Did you play
I think
it?
They could have done like Pikmin 1. Like they could have done like they did a few like little like down masters to like the 3DS. We had like Yoshi's Woolly World and stuff. They could have done something like that. But I agree with you. I think with Hey Pikmin, I think they were trying to do something out of the norm with Pikmin, try to see if it would adapt to like a different style, a different audience. Honestly, I think they went too weird with it. I think that's its ultimate issue. I like the game. I don't think it's a good game. I think it's got some flaws. The game did the thing. There were a couple of 3DS games that did this, and I don't think any of them that come to mind, I don't think anybody liked them, but they did the thing where you had to use both screens to like platform, and you could see on the top, like if you were on the bottom screen, you could see on the top screen that there was something there, but you had to figure out how to get to it and stuff. So it'd be kind of like this hide and seek type of platformer. I don't think anybody likes that. I don't think I've ever played a game, and I've played like we've attempted to do those things lots of times, and Mario has levels like that, and I don't think anybody likes that. I think it's just a bad idea, and they kind of they kind of built a game around it. But like the Pikmin mechanic of like the side scrolling platforming, you have your Pikmin tap to throw them, help you. Like I like that, and had they just been a little bit more traditional with it. Like if they did a Hey Pikmin for Switch or Wii U instead of 3DS, trying to do the dual screening and all that, if it was just like a simple Yoshi type platformer, but with Pikmin, I actually think there was something there. And
what I thought it was like.
I think that's what we all were hoping for. And I hope that Hey Pikmin doesn't scare them off from ever trying it again.
Right.
Just because they didn't
like
make
have
it the
top
first
screen
time.
Just be the gameplay, and then the bottom screen just be your menu.
Exactly, your
maybe
map.
It displays your the map, the onion information, how many Pikmin, or maybe a quick way to switch your Pikmin type.
It would have been great, but they didn't do that. That's not the path they went down, and it wasn't that good. Yeah.
That's news to me.
But I like the idea. I know everybody, and I do remember when it came out. I do remember most people hating it. I kind of dug it. But it, I obviously don't think it, I just don't think the execution was very good. I would like to see them try it again. I would like to, I think Pikmin, like we've heard Miyamoto for years talk about, he thinks Pikmin is like too complicated and hard to like, you know, capture like, you know, your average gamer, because it's kind of involved in the RTS thing and you got to keep track of everything. And I think Hey Pikmin was their attempt to like make it more user friendly and inviting. And I that idea of like, let's take the Pikmin franchise and let's do something maybe a little bit more tailored to everyone. That's an idea I can get behind, because I do think there's more there with Pikmin, like the little characters and the art, and like there's more there to apply to everyone outside of just like its standard RTS game.
Well, I will say that Pikmin 4 is extremely friendly to newcomers of the franchise.
Yeah. Yeah, no,
the way they explain everything, the draw of it is very, very good.
Yep. Yep. Kyle the Pug says, what are your three favorite and three least favorite moments of Pikmin 4 so far? I haven't played it enough to answer that question.
I don't know if I can do three, but Ochi is a favorite. The Night Expeditions is a favorite. And the, just like the, there's a couple of the areas that feel really, really inspired. I don't want to spoil what those areas are, because they're not in the demo, but a few of the areas just really pop and like are super inspired and like are unlike anything from the other Pikmin games from what I've heard.
Nice.
And then least favorite things are the user interface, like the HUD, HUD, like it's so gross. The Dandori battles.
I had to get reacquainted with Ochi's little charge thing, because I was like, I remember I can charge, but like how? And I was trying to hold the buttons and like something should happen. And then I realized that like it's the jump button, but you got to jump and then hold, but he jumps and then the circle has to wind up and all. And like, there is a lot going on in the HUD with the UI for all of this stuff. Like at the time when I was trying to figure it out, I was realizing that like, because I had the Pikmin on Ochi and stuff, like, even that circle was kind of hard to see, you know? And I was just like, yeah, there's just a lot going on. It's more complex than your standard Nintendo game. I don't think it's a complex game by any means, but it's also not a game that I think a six-year-old can just pick up and play. It's a little bit more involved than that. Yeah.
Yeah. G-Man brings up a good least favorite thing. The customization of your avatar. The choices are very limited.
Yeah, it's basic.
There's a point you can't change it until like a little bit later in the game, like maybe about halfway through the main game. And I was expecting to be able to unlock more customization options because of the way that that person is set up to change it. And it, you don't, you can't, there's not more.
Yeah. I thought it's like,
they're all kind of quirky looking.
Right. Yeah. And you can pick like four or five hairstyles and like, gender, face and things like that. And then that's it. You can move on from there.
Color. The underground is very fun. I like that time does not move when you're underground.
Yeah, I dig the cave thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's fun. Good.
I like it.
Martin says, this is a great question. How many Pikmin can a Pikmin pick if a Pikmin could pick Pikmin?
Yes. Absolutely.
Drew asks, does Silk Song release before Nintendo's next console? What a great bet there. If you had to bet, which comes out first? Hollow Knight Silk Song or Nintendo's next system?
I'm going to say Silk Song.
I think so too.
I think that's a game that is going to come very quickly once it's announced. Like reveal more, like more announced than it already is.
It's gonna be like one of those "and it's out now" type things.
Next time we hear about it,
which would be hilarious because like, "and it's out now." It's like, yeah, but you've been telling us it's on the way for like 4 years. We know it's out. It should be out now. I would love it if they were like, "we're finally ready for release. Come join us in fall 2024." That'd be great.
I think they're holding it close. They're holding it very close and don't want to drop like a release window before they're certain.
Yeah.
Which is responsible.
John 32 says, is there a current or past animated IP you want turned into a Switch game. I recently saw Tiny Toon's Super Nintendo footage and completely forgot how much I enjoyed that game as a kid. And I will tell you, my little Game Boy that I have all hacked and modded, there are so many licensed games on PlayStation and Super Nintendo. I mean, that is just definitely of the era. Every cartoon, every character, everything had a video game to go with it. Like, it was all accompanied together all the time. So I could get that.
Yeah. I saw this question when he posted it, and I was trying to think of an answer for it. And I don't know that I have an answer. I mean, animated IP games are usually just fine.
Yeah.
I think all of my favorites have already gotten games. I don't know that there's anything that I would quick run out and buy a new game for. Unless it was Stellar.
I've got answers. I don't think my answers are particularly good. Like, they're not very exciting. I would love if they had like a new modern, like Batman, the animated series game, like a Batman game. It was like a beat 'em up. Like I would buy that instantly. Mm-hmm. I'm a big fan of like the old Nintendo stuff. I mean, Nintendo, the old Nickelodeon stuff. It's like 90s Nickelodeon was definitely my jam. So if they wanted to do anything with like Ren and Stimpy or Doug or anything like that, I'd be somewhat interested. When they were doing like that, well, Nickelodeon Kart Racer, Nick Brawl.
They did the Nickelodeon Toons Brawl game.
Yeah, we made fun of Delvin about that quite a bit. I was interested in the Kart Racer that they did. They did some of that stuff, but I heard it wasn't very good.
Yeah,
that's a lot of licensed
stuff is not good.
Better. Yeah,
That's why I'm like hesitant to want something.
I'd be down for like an Animaniacs platformer.
Oh, there's a Super Nintendo Animaniacs game. You play it?
I think that I favorited it in my little Game Boy here. I think that's why I was kind of on mind. I think like that idea sounds good.
I love the
Animaniacs. But really the superhero stuff is what I think makes the most sense. Like an old, like a cartoon inspired Spider-Man game or an X-Men game or a Batman game. Like that always makes sense. That's easy.
Mm-hmm.
Easy money.
Yeah.
TPR says, are there printed guidebooks you guys like to use for your Zelda games? Or do you prefer to use an online data center like Zelda Dungeon? I'll be first timing Link to the Past and Ocarina of Time. And I'll probably at least get confused with the Ocarina of Time Water Temple from what I hear.
Zelda Dungeon has a very good walkthrough with... Yeah. Good screenshots, good maps.
I love Zelda Dungeon.
I get the guidebooks for my dad. His guidebook for Tears of the Kingdom finally came. It's very nice. Hardcover. Looks great. I don't really use them. Usually I don't use a walkthrough. If I'm stuck on something, I'll like Google how to do blah, 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 blah. I'm excited that you're playing A Link to the Past and Ocarina of Time for the first time. I would say awesome. Do your best with them. Look up Zelda Dungeon walkthroughs if you get stuck. Don't be afraid to. My policy personally is if you're not having fun trying to figure it out, look it up.
Yeah. I think YouTube has really killed off the guidebook.
Yeah. I prefer looking at like a text walkthrough than a YouTube video, unless like it's like something that I don't know how to pull off.
I last used a guide when The Last of Us Remaster came out because I played The Last of Us for the first time with a guide. I have my guide, my original guide. And I just thought it would be really cool to see how much may have changed from the remaster or from the remake to, using the guidebook. So I was trying to do all the collectibles and stuff, and that was fun. Mm-hmm. I do have some Zelda guides. I do not buy them often. They are mostly like shelf decorations at this point when I do get them. I do 100% recommend Zelda Dungeon. They do the best out there. The Water Temple is like the 3DS. Did they fix that a bit or add something to that? Because I remember they were trying to do that, and when I played it on 3DS, I had no issues with it. And I remember I was
very, very, very exaggerated how hard the water temple is.
Yeah, I was wondering if it was like a time thing. Like when I was younger, I just couldn't wrap my head around it. Because when I played it on 3DS, I was like, easy cake. Like I think
there is some confusion with the water levels. And I think people get themselves turned around because the whole dungeon is basically a square with rooms coming off on like either side. And it is easy to get yourself a little bit mixed up on like which side of the dungeon you might be on with the water levels going up and down. So like, I think as long as like you're paying attention and you're using your map and you're remembering where things are, you're not really going to have trouble. Like,
yeah.
You might get mixed up here and there, but I don't think it's like very exaggerated.
I think Jabu Jabu and the Spirit Temple are probably more.
I hate Jabu Jabu. Yeah.
Yeah, me too. Like that's easy to get. That's easy to get turned around in because there's almost like no differentiating like rooms and paths. Everything looks the same all the time. And they constantly put you in like turnarounds where they're like doors on all sides. And like there's no labeling. So you just have to like really pay attention to your map. That one I think is like more problematic than the water dungeon.
Yeah, I agree.
But when I was little, I remember the water dungeon like feeling like a real chore when I played it the first time.
Mm-hmm.
But so did I with the Spirit Temple. The Spirit Temple is always, you know, you can just forget to be looking for things in the Spirit Temple.
Yeah, I agree.
Taco Goon says, Pokemon Sleep, will you or anyone you know be getting it? No. I'll put the no and no. Absolutely not. Ghosting.
Yeah, I answered that earlier, but I tried it and didn't. No, not anymore.
Ghost Days says, hi, Shacketeers. What is your favorite racing game on N64? Had a lot of great ones.
Beetle Adventure Racing.
There it is.
Mother
FOs. I didn't know that was coming. My favorite is Diddy Kong Racing. Shout out to Excitebike. I've always loved Excitebike 64. I remember.
I want to replay Beetle Adventure Racing.
Yeah, I was trying to find a cartridge for it. I couldn't find one for it. Was like $25 was like the cheapest. I was going to give it a try because I know how much you like it. But I need to find it a little cheaper than that. I think if I'm just patient, sure. I can find it.
Yeah, easily.
But with Excitebike, I remember like how. I really enjoyed how the dirt bikes and everything kind of had, there was like this weight, like this gravity, but like a floatiness to them. When you came off the jumps, you could like kind of angle your bike. You could either come down or you could pull it back. And like, they did that really well. It's kind of like a wave race kind of like thing, but I think it applied to Excitebike better. So I remember that playing that with friends was fun, but Diddy Kong, man, Diddy Kong was the best. Had the open world.
I want to play. I hope that Diddy Kong Racing comes to NSO because I've never played it and I really want to.
I want Diddy Kong Racing just to come back. Like I would just want a new Diddy Kong Racing. It's so different than Mario Kart, which I appreciate. Like I want them both to exist. I think they're like, I think they think like one might take away from the other. It's like, man, I would love for them to alternate.
What they should do is put the ultimate version of Mario Kart 8 on the next console with all the DLC. Just make it a package. Make us keep playing it for 10 more years. And then make a new Diddy Kong Racing.
Even if they added Diddy Kong Racing elements to Mario Kart, like if that was the next thing, I'd be totally down for that too. Like, because that would be totally awesome. Like if the next Mario Kart, you could fly and you could have like hover boats and I had like a hub world and you could drive around, like that would be the jam. That'd be sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Super fun.
Yeah, cool.
Last question comes from Yarden. Says, hot topic, did you two go see Barbie or Oppenheimer?
Not yet, but I plan on seeing both. I am going to see Barbie with my mom and I'm super excited.
Thanks. Victoria went to see Barbie yesterday. I dropped her at the movies. Did she like it? I didn't ask her. She came back late and I hadn't had a chance. I'm sure she did. I have
my outfit picked out.
Oppenheimer at some point when work dies down and I get a free time to go to the movies. I'm not going to see Barbie.
You're missing out.
We're going to do the Mario movie, right? Comes out next week on Peacock or whatever, I think.
Oh, you haven't seen it yet.
Right. I told Jack, we'll pull out the, I've got like a projector, like an outdoor projector, and we'll pull out like the screen and we'll put it up in the driveway. Maybe the kids across the street or something want to come hang out and we'll pop popcorn and have a movie in the driveway type thing. I think we're going to do that.
Let me know how you like it.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll see. We'll see. But I've been stoked to see Oppenheimer for years. So I really want to go see it. It's just time. Time. It's hard to get out at the movies.
Yeah.
But it's up there.
Movies are expensive.
They are. They are. And like with Oppenheimer, isn't it like super long? Yeah. And that's the same thing with like Mission Impossible is like super long. I may have those confused. I know one of them is like super long. But they are expensive, and it's just time, you know. That's like a day thing. I got to set aside an afternoon, and I just haven't had an afternoon to go, so.
Mm-hmm.
But I will.
Yeah.
That's it.
Good stuff, good stuff. I'll get a good hour, 17-minute show in there. Not bad. Next week, do you want to talk about the show next weekend?
Hmm. Oh, is that we're recording early?
Right? We are.
Yeah, we're going to record on Saturday because Rebecca's taking the next week off. So we'll record on Saturday. We'll do it live. We'll be, I don't know, if we haven't decided on time, right? Saturday night? Or do you want to do it in the morning?
Either one.
Yeah, I'm the same. Whatever. Whatever Rebecca chooses, we'll be live next Saturday. So sign up for the alerts or whatever. Be in the Discord. We'll post in the Discord.
Stay tuned. Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll talk about it in the Discord.
Yeah. We'll try it whenever
we finalize. But it'll be Saturday.
I'll try to tweet about it a little early, I guess.
Yeah.
It'll be Saturday. And then you're off the next week. And I'm recording.
Traveling for Z-Youthon.
I'm recording that week that you're off. I'm also doing some traveling. So I'm not sure if I'm going to record that show live or not. I may record that show, like if it's really close to your show, which it might be. I might record that show and just set it to premiere in the Slack shot. I'm not in this Shack slot. I'm not sure though. We may do it live. Like I don't know what we settled on. I think it was like maybe Wednesday or Thursday of that week. Or not, it definitely can't be Wednesday, maybe Thursday or Friday. So I may just air it early, but I have everything like kind of prepared to go early. So
okay. Works for me.
Yep.
All right. Sounds good. We will catch up again on Saturday. We'll let you know what time. And until then, play some good video games.
See ya.
Whenever you're ready.
All right. This is Frederick from Fire Emblem Awakening. And I forgot the line already. What?